The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I'll take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss tailback Charles White, USC Trojans. After a game, USC coach John Robinson said of his tailback Charles White, "Charles White is the best football player I have ever seen. If you don't believe me, just go back and look at the fourth quarter. His domination was absolute. He is the greatest competitor I have ever seen." Now, this is coming from a man who coached Anthony Davis, Lynn Swann, Ricky Bell, and against O.J. Simpson and Mike Garrett when he was with Oregon. Charles White, USC's record-setting running back of the late 1970s, 1979 Heisman Trophy-winning tailback, and leader of USC's 1978 National Championship team, passed away earlier this year at the age of 64 on January 11, 2023. I thought it appropriate to do a podcast paying tribute to the 1979 Heisman Trophy winner. This is the story of tailback Charles White, USC Trojans, who played at USC from 1976 to 1979. Who is Charles White? The short version is this. Charles White was USC's third Heisman Trophy winner, and to this day, the school's leading career rushing leader with 6,245 yards. And at the time he set that rushing mark, it was the second most career rushing yards in NCAA history. And he is the owner of consecutive Rose Bowl MVPs. But the more in-depth version of who Charles White was goes this way. Charles Raymond White was born on January 22, 1958 in Los Angeles and was raised by his grandmother. He attended San Fernando High School, where he was an all-star football player and a state hurdling champion. Now, back then, San Fernando High School ran out of the wishbone, and Charles White, he played fullback out of the wishbone. And in his senior year, he averaged 9.4 yards per carry and scored 14 touchdowns to amount for 1,118 yards. So off he went to USC in the fall of 1976. Now, USC that season had a tailback by the name of Ricky Bell, the same Ricky Bell who had finished second in Heisman Trophy balloting that season. So White played behind him and gained 858 yards, averaging 5.5 yards a carry. In the 1977 season as a sophomore, White took over the starting tailback spot, and he led the Trojans in rushing with 1,478 yards. 1978 season, as a junior, again, Charles White led USC in rushing for the second consecutive season. This time, he gained 1,859 yards. And in the 1979 Rose Bowl that followed the 1978 season, USC played Michigan, and White scored the winning touchdown, albeit controversial, because he leapt over from the goal line, and he was at the three-yard line at the time. He leaps over, but in midair, he fumbles the ball before he reaches the goal line. The umpire singles Michigan's possession. Line judge calls it a touchdown. Headlineman concurs. Touchdown stood. And USC increased his lead to 14-3 and won the game 17-10. Well, the 1978 Trojans finished the season 12-1, won a share of the national championship, number one in the coaches' poll, number two in the AP poll. And Charles White shared the MVP honors for the Rose Bowl. He was the Rose Bowl MVP. He shared it with quarterback Rick Leach of Michigan. 1979 season. As a season, for the third straight year, Charles White leads his team in rushing, 2,050 yards. In the 1980 Rose Bowl, USC played Ohio State, and the Buckeyes had no answer for him. In the 1980 Rose Bowl that followed the 1979 season, Charles White stunned the nation as he rushed for 247 yards against the Buckeye defense on 39 carries. He scored the winning touchdown with a minute and a half left in the game. And for the second year in a row, Charles White was the Rose Bowl MVP. Now, that season, his senior season, he missed 1.5 games, a game and a half, due to injury. Still, he rushed for 2,050 yards. That's with missing a game and a half. He rushed for 2,050 yards, averaging 186.4 yards per game. It's one of the great rushing seasons in college football history. He had 6.2 yards per carry as he led the nation in rushing. And for the second straight season, he led the nation in all-purpose running. Well, in all-purpose yardage, excuse me. The Trojans finished number two in the final AP poll again, finishing 10-0-1. Let's look at the 1979 season of Charles White. It was absolutely phenomenal. Week one against Texas Tech, he gets injured. So he gains 39 yards. He misses the second half. The next week against Oregon State, he doesn't play. So after two games, he has 39 yards. Now follow this. Next game, week three against Minnesota in a blowout. He gains 153 yards, but get this, it's on 10 carries. That's 15.3 yards per carry, ladies and gentlemen. In week four against LSU, he gains 185 yards, 6 yards per carry. Against Washington State the following week in a blowout, he gains 142 yards, 8.3 yards per carry. Well, what followed was a game against Stanford where he gains 221 yards, 7 yards per carry. And then the next week, on October 20th, 1979, against rival Notre Dame, Charles White gains 261 yards. Well, the following week against California, Charles White just barely misses the 200-yard mark. He gains 198 yards against California. The following week against Arizona, he gains 167 yards. Following week against number 11, Washington, he gains 243 yards. Which you think would be his best rushing performance of the year, but it wasn't. And then against UCLA at the regular season end, he gains 194 yards, which brings up the 1980 Rose Bowl, where he gains 247 yards to finish the season with 2,050 yards. I'll say it again, 2,050 yards, 6.2 yards per carry, 19 touchdowns. Now that season, the Heisman Trophy, Charles White won in a landslide, 1,695 to 773 over the runner-up. Who's the runner-up? Who's the runner-up? Billy Sims, who had won the Heisman the year before. Who was number three that year? Yeah, Charles White winning the Heisman, followed by Billy Sims, who won it the year before, followed by Mark Wilson, followed by Art Schlichter, Vegas Ferguson. In fact, George Rogers came in number seven. George Rogers, who would go on to win the Heisman the next year, 1980. Aftermath. Charles White was a first-round pick in the 1980 NFL Draft. White played with the Browns and the Rams, and in 1987, he led the NFL in rushing. Sadly, in 2012, Charles White was diagnosed with dementia. His degenerative brain disease was thought to be linked to the repeated head injuries that he had suffered, but this can only be diagnosed properly after one passes. On January 11th of this year, 2023, Charles White, the USC tailback who won the Heisman Trophy in 1979, passed away. He was 64. He died of cancer. How will history remember Charles White? In my opinion, history should remember Charles White, his career at USC, as nothing short of remarkable. College Football Hall of Fame, 1979 Heisman Trophy winning tailback, 1978 national champion, four-year USC letterman, two-time unanimous All-American, setter of 22 NCAA Pac-10 USC and Rose Bowl records. Hardware, you want hardware? Walter Camp Award, Maxwell Award, Pop Warner Award, two-time Rose Bowl MVP, and Heisman Trophy. For three consecutive years, White led USC in rushing, and in 1977, 1978, and 1979, he ended up with a phenomenal three-year run. 31 career 100-yard rushing games, including 10 in 1979. Charles White is still the Trojans' leading rusher in a career 6,245 yards. This was the story of Charles White, tailback, USC Trojans. Thank you for listening to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.